You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Toll-free 1-866-405-8405 to chime in or speak to the Dream Team. And over the last few months, we've talked about several different cannabis-based treats that are available for your animals. And this is always curious to me because I always thought, first of all, that the pot was bad for your animals. And apparently there's therapeutic values to it, as there is with human medicinal marijuana,
yeah,
I guess.
It depends on the extracts, yes.
So are there certain extracts that are different than others?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. There's some that have more potential for some of the euphoria and the bad signs that we see in a toxicity of dogs. And then those that which don't have that, but still, you know, have some finding for anti-anxiety benefits or anti-inflammatory benefits. But it's a challenging area because, you know, veterinarians can't prescribe marijuana. It's not permitted.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so until the DEA kind of reclassifies things, you can't go to your veterinarian and have them prescribe marijuana for you.
Okay. Good to know. There's this one brand that just came out, and Dr. Stephen Katz, I believe we've had him on the show before. Doctor, welcome to the show.
It's wonderful to be on for the first time.
Well, welcome. We're all very curious about your Therabis, which is a cannabinoid. How do you say that?
It's a formula.
Okay.
With a hemp powder base that has numerous natural ingredients that also includes the compound known as cannabidiol, otherwise known as CBD, which is a cannabinoid found in the marijuana plant. That has absolutely no psychogenic capability whatsoever.
So they don't get high off it?
At all. No.
Okay.
There are right now over 80 different separable cannabinoids, which are compounds found in the cannabis plant. Many of those have great medicinal potential. There is only one, Delta 9 THC, that gets you high. Okay? That is the only one. I am also a New York State Assemblyman and at an Assembly Health Committee hearing about medical marijuana. There were 20 different people who gave testimony. I expected it to be primarily people with, you know, chronic back pain, cancer patients, pancreatic cancer, people receiving chemotherapy treatments. Excuse me.
But aren't they talking about the full-blown marijuana that is not separated from the THC?
No, that's why I want to disabuse you of that.
Okay,
that
please.
No way marijuana that gets you high that also, by the way, does these other things. These are compounds such as CBD, which are organically extracted using what is called supercritical CO2 extraction.
Most importantly, how will this help animals? How will this, is it?
For example, I have three formulations right now.
Okay.
One is called Up and Moving.
Uh-huh.
One is called Calm and Quiet. And the other one is called Stop the Itch. Okay. The Up and Moving is a formulation that contains things such as, yes, hemp powder that is derived from the seed, stem, and leaf of an industrial hemp plant. You know, the things that they use to make rope and dresses and put into creams for women. And the CBD is a well-known anti-inflammatory among its other properties. For example, in my practice, separation anxiety, I have one of the largest pit bull practices in the country.
I heard about that. Congratulations on that, by the way. I think that's very cool.
In my practice, client leaves the house, comes back home, half his wall's been eaten.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the Calm and Quiet, which you start seeing its action within 20 minutes, does exactly that. It's great for dogs that are either traveling in a car or going in an air, small dogs that are going in airplanes with their owners. I've had incredibly successful results with things like that.
So how is it administered? Is it in pill, capsule,
chews? It's administered as a highly palatable powder that you can either, you know, throw into some peanut butter and make a ball, you know, make a treat out of it, or you put it right on the food. And it's highly palatable. We did our initial palatability study with 50 dogs, and 49 of them loved it. And one was an idiot, so he doesn't count. I really need for you to understand that I am not using medical marijuana. We are using, number one, it's derived from hemp, which is different than marijuana.
It sounds like you spend a lot of time defending this.
Well, because I kept hearing you talk about marijuana for dogs, okay? And this is not marijuana.
Okay.
Okay, and it's very important for you to understand the difference, and it's sort of what my mission is over the next few years, to train and teach about the medical properties of the cannabinoids that are found in the marijuana plant.
So this can be
what is important to me. No, none of this stuff gets them high.
So this is
obviously that's the first question that everybody asks me.
Well, it's actually on your sheet here of questions to ask you, so that might be why. But that being said, I understand the difference. Thank you for clarifying that.
So this is legal. It can be shipped all over the country.
Correct. It has to be derived from industrial hemp grown outside of the United States and extracted. Excuse me. The cannabidiol extracted outside of the United States. So, in other words, I am employing the good people of Sweden, Spain, and Canada, and not the good people in Kentucky.
Dr. Stephen Katz, the website is therabis.com. That's
yes.
therabis.com if you want to learn more about that. And, of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com.